Nolte, fascist Arizona Democrats accelerate case against Donald Trump as Fani Willis implodes. By John Nolte on March 6, 2024. With a bogus case against former President Donald Trump imploding in Georgia, fascist Democrats in Arizona are speeding up their own bogus case in the hopes of falsely imprisoning the leader of the opposition party. Arizona prosecutors in recent weeks issued grand jury subpoenas to multiple people linked to Donald Trump's 2020 campaign, reports the far-left Politico. Politico describes this as a sharp acceleration of their criminal investigation into efforts to overturn Joe Biden's victory in the state. The state's Democrat Attorney General, Chris Mays, is nearing a decision on whether to charge Trump's allies in the state. As Trump pointed out, all of this comes directly from the Biden White House, maybe not from Biden himself. His fraudulency has no idea what's going on, especially with the distraction coming from the Murder She Wrote marathon on TBS. But as Trump gains strength in the polls and Biden loses ground with his base of support among Jew haters, young people, and Black and Hispanic voters, all the Biden team's got are these banana republic tactics. If you can't beat him, arrest him, is the new Democrat Party motto. One backed up 100% by the corporate media. Currently, in the Real Clear Politics average poll of polls, Biden's approval rating has collapsed to 39%. His disapproval rating sits at 57.3%. He's 18 points underwater. Related, did he get into the bear? Biden incoherently rambles, wanders over to Kask during brewery speech. At the same time in 2020, Biden led Trump by an average of 5.5 points in a head-to-head matchup. Today, Biden is losing by 2.2 points. That's a 7.7 point swing in Trump's direction. No Republican presidential candidate has polled this well in 20 years. Trump leads Biden by nearly 3 points in a potential four-way race that includes third-party candidates Robert F. Kennedy, Cornel West, and Jill Stein. In the 7 swing states that will decide who becomes our next president, Trump leads in 6, and in 6 of those 7, Trump allegedly lost to Slow Joe in 2020. In Arizona, Trump is plus 5.5, Nevada, plus 7.7, Wisconsin, plus 1, Michigan, plus 3.6, Pennsylvania, minus 0.8, North Carolina, plus 5.7, and Georgia, plus 6.5. Even more terrifying for Democrats is the fact that Biden's biggest flaws cannot be fixed. Hunter's dad can't close the border without losing the open border freak vote. He can't magically stop looking like the feeble old man he is, and inflation is going nowhere soon. The only hope Democrats, the corporate media, academia, big business, and big tech have is to lock Trump up or encourage his assassination, which, of course, they are aggressively doing. So now Arizona is looking to have a go at locking up Trump. For its sake, I sure hope the Attorney General isn't boffing the special prosecutor she overpays to stop the bad orange man. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.